This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1129, Examiner Advice for Toughest Cambridge Writing Question.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Avoid getting mixed up on test day with today's advice about mixed essays. You may face one of these essays on your IELTS writing exam, so be ready with these insider tips.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Aubrey, have you used your phone today for anything?
Yes.
That's a weird
I'm good for it. I've sent some funny memes to some friends, some funny holiday memes that I've found, and lots of texting. I'm planning a party, like a game night. And for one of the games, I had to text everyone who will be in attendance and have them send me some kind of little experience that nobody else knows about, because it's sort of a game where you're guessing whose is whose. It's going to be very fun.
So I've been getting
all these fun texts from friends, the random stuff I didn't know about them. It's the best.
That's so awesome. Are any of the things they're sending you like embarrassing?
Yes. One was like, she peed her pants when she was 9 and blamed it on the dog, and the dog got in trouble or something. And some of them are just so super surprising. Like, one neighbor lady said that when she was a teenager, she threw firecrackers into a police station and ran away.
What?
And that she put red and blue lights on her car and would pull people up, would pretend to be a police officer and pull people over and then drive off when they pulled over. And she's like,
Oh my gosh, older lady
now, like a mom. Everyone's going to be
so
shocked.
Wonderful.
No one would guess she would do this.
So wonderful. Okay. So what I love about this situation is that you are communicating to people through text. So there's, you know, minimal interaction.
Totally.
Almost no interaction because, you know, like it's asynchronous. You're just like typing letters, right?
Yeah.
But the purpose of this is to create a very meaningful social interaction that will be in person. So I like that this situation has both of these sides, because that's what we're talking about today, guys. We are going to talk about a super tough writing task 2 question that a 3-key student asked about. And in order to answer this successfully, you need to reflect on your own life experiences like Aubrey just did, right? Like, that's something we could use in this answer.
Yes, exactly. So we're going to read you this answer. Like Jessica said, this would be very difficult task 2 question. So I'm glad we're covering it. So if you get one like this, you're prepared. But we also want to share with you guys, we're super excited about our new in 2022 product. Jessica, let our listeners know, what is this?
It's so rad, you guys. I know we've talked about it a couple times, so I'll make this fast, but I just want to remind you that this New Year's challenge is amazing. You get a new lesson every day for 5 days. Each lesson takes 30 minutes or less. If you have more time, you could spend more time on it, right? But all 4 skills of English are involved in this 5-day challenge. You get to improve something about your life and your English every day in different ways, from personality tests, to strengths, to really deep reflections when we're starting the new year, to something like healthy cooking. Like, there's so much involved in this 5-day challenge, guys, and you will be the first to know when it's available. It's only available for a few days, guys, the beginning of 2022. So get your name on this list. So we'll remind you. You don't have to remember. There's enough to think about. So right. Go to allearsenglish.com/new2022, N-E-W and the numbers 2022. And we will let you know when this is available, because yes. You don't want to miss it. It's the best start to the new year. Okay.
Yes.
So Aubrey, can you read this very difficult and challenging question?
Yes. So thank you to Vanessa for asking this question. She said, we are becoming, she said, hi guys, I found a weird writing test 2 question on the Cambridge website. It says, we are becoming increasingly dependent on computer-based technology. How do you think it will change in the future? Is it good for us to rely so much on computers? Tough one. So then she said, what should I write in the first and second body paragraphs? It seems to me that both are opinion questions. Should I write in the first one my opinion on the future perspectives and the second one about my opinion on technology dependence? Such a good high-level question. I could see students really being tripped up on test day with this question.
Oh my gosh. I can guarantee it. If this were on the real IELTS exam, and it totally could be, right? Or something similar to this, something structured like this, so many students would end up getting 5s for task response, because they would be so worried about making this an argument essay, making this an opinion essay, making this into something they're very familiar about, that they would end up not fully addressing the question itself. So remember our first piece of advice always to get a 7 or higher for writing task 2, focus on the question first, right? Yes, guys, you have to learn how to write an argument essay, an opinion essay, a problem solution essay. But the next step is to be able to focus on the question and be able to mix those essay structures when asked to do so. So this is a mixed essay question, right? What do I mean by mixed essay question?
Yeah, it means, like you said, we're mixing 2 different types of essays. So for this one, if you look at that first question, how do you think it will change in the future? This is from a problem solution. This is the causes of technology in the future, right? The effects.
Not causes, but effects.
That's what I meant. The effects. Yes. Sorry to confuse you. Right. The effects of technology on society in the future. But then the second question is not talking about the effects, right? We're talking about your opinion here. Do you think it is good for us to rely so much on computers? So you have to take those 2 different types of essays and answer these 2 separate questions in their own body paragraph, very directly and clearly.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
So yeah, just remember, guys, every time you see 2 questions like this, you write a body paragraph about each question, right? And I know how misleading this is, because that question, that first one says, how do you think it will change in the future? So if you only focus on the first part of that question, you're like, oh, this is an opinion, but it's not the same opinion as the second question. This is confusing, right? And it is to some extent your opinion, because anytime you're asked about future effects, you're guessing, right? Like, you're predicting the future. It's your opinion on what you think is going to happen. But remember that a problem solution question could ask you for causes and solutions, or effects and solutions, or just solutions, right? But in any case, you're still asked 2 different questions, and you have 2 paragraphs, right? 1 paragraph about each question. So just tackle it 1 at a time. So let's think about this first part. How do you think it will change in the future? So we are becoming increasingly dependent on computer-based technology. Yeah, obviously. So Aubrey, paragraph two, how do you think it will change in the future? Do we have to say it will change? Like, we won't be dependent?
No, you know, this is an opinion. Like you said, we're predicting the future. If you don't think it will change much, that technology would pretty well stay the same, absolutely you can say that. This is your assumption, right? But if you do think it will continue to evolve, that's what you'd say here. For example, you could say, I believe that we will most definitely evolve into a society that is increasingly dependent on technology. Then we start thinking of supporting details and examples.
Yeah, for sure. So I think it would be weird to be like, no, we'll stop using computer-based technology. Yeah, right.
Possible, but
because like interesting. I could see, I mean, it'd be fun to write about that, I guess. And I would understand if a student thinks they have to say that because the question says, how do you think it will change? And it's like, I don't think it's going to change per se, but it will become more so, right? We'll just become more and more dependent. So I think that is my first reaction to it. And I think the easiest to support.
Yes,
trust
for sure.
Your like first reaction, right? Because that's going to be the easiest thing to talk about. It'll be the simplest, most obvious thing to explain clearly.
Yes, so, don't choose what would be the most interesting and thought-provoking. Always go with what will be the simplest, what you can most easily support.
Exactly, right? If we try to get complicated, especially with a tricky question like this, you can't do that in 40 minutes. Yeah.
So
what might be a couple like reasons or examples of how we will just continue to become more and more dependent?
Definitely that people will leave their home less often. This is already happening, but I definitely see this happening more in the future with ordering groceries online, with having someone else shop for you and deliver it to you, where people don't really have to leave their home. So I think, and especially with global pandemics happening and people not wanting to be around each other, and we have the technology for that to be a possibility, I could see that happening more and more.
I mean, it's just so much easier, right? To just like click some things on your phone and then you're done. So
every time I'm grocery shopping, I'm in there and there's a staff member shopping for someone else, like filling their order. And I'm like, why didn't I do that? Why am I here wasting my time shopping? That's a free service.
I love going grocery shopping. I'm never going to stop. This is how much I love food, you guys. I love even just seeing it. I love being surrounded by food. I remember every time, like when I was living out of the country for extended periods, like years and years, one of my favorite things to do coming home would be to go to the grocery store in America right away. Because I would just be like, oh, look at all of these choices of foods. So anyway, that's my own weird quirk. So definitely, guys, look at your own life. Look at the trends around you. You can definitely think of how what you're seeing now will just be more, right? Will continue to evolve and become a norm in the future, right? You could also talk about like dating and relationships. Sure, a lot of people use dating apps now, or they meet friends through Facebook connections or LinkedIn connections or whatever. It happens now, but we could say in the future, I predict that this will become the norm. Like the only way you will be able to meet a new person will be online.
Yes. Oh, that's such a good idea.
I hope it doesn't happen, but.
And it's actually the smartest route to, like you said, take something that's already happening and then just talk about how you think it will become even more extreme, happen even more, because it would take more thought, more time to think of something totally new that doesn't exist yet. You don't have that kind of time.
Right. Totally. And you don't have to.
Right.
I mean, you're not graded on coming up with something the examiner has never seen before. Like, if you know that's not going to help your score, don't waste your time doing it. So, okay, just quickly, guys, before we run out of time today, we do want to talk about paragraph three as well. So that second question, right? Because remember, guys, if you have two questions in the writing task to prompt, just do a paragraph about each of them. Make it easy, make it simple, very organized. The examiner can see that you have addressed everything in the question immediately. So you make my job, the examiner's job, easy to give you a high score. All right. So what is a brainstorm? What could we say about the second part of the question? Now, this is more like true to opinion, like, is it good or bad, right? So is it good for us to rely so much on computers? Aubrey?
Yeah, so you could say, although I do believe this dependence will increase, I still feel that it is a negative trend. And I definitely would cite lack of exercise, lack of fresh air, people staying home and not getting out enough. That's not healthy. It's not good for our mental state or our physical state.
Oh my gosh, guys, I'm sure, you know, today's sort of live brainstorm is a great example of how you must rely on your own adult experience to tackle these questions, especially these harder questions. You must be able to look around you and find connections between what you know and what the question is asking you about. So yes. What I mean here is like, we thought of these ideas because we're looking at people we know in our own lives. Like this question, for example, I know people that have become so afraid and just insular in the past couple years.
Reclusive almost.
That I don't think they're going to come out of that. Like I really, like yeah. I think they're just sort of stuck in this like in-home hermit phase. And I think that I could apply that to the world at large and say like, yeah, like that's going to happen to a lot more people in the future.
Yeah, for sure. And then just to talk about less social contact, if we're talking about dating, right? Dating online, we already see with the younger generation how social media and all this is affecting them. They don't have as much of a drive to ask each other out on dates or go out with friends because they have so much social interaction over social media. You really see people's personalities changing, I feel like. And that would be an interesting thing to talk about the drawbacks of that.
For sure. For sure. Okay, guys. So we would be interested to know your thoughts on this. You can send us a message, All Ears English. What is it?
Support at allearsenglish.com. Like, wait a minute. All Ears English.
There are so many links to remember. Okay.
I'm here for you.
You can send us an email, support@allearsenglish.com. And remember to join the early insider list. Get ready for the best you in 2022. I know that I always spend this time of year, like December, January. I am always highly reflective. I spend a lot of time inside my head thinking about the good and bad of the past year, what I can work on the next year. And I know listeners, you guys are doing the same. So definitely join this list, allearsenglish.com/new2022. And we'll tell you when this New Year's challenge is available just right from January 1st, right? But we'll email you and invite you.
Awesome. Thanks. This was really fun. I love writing questions. I know so many students out there, this is what you're struggling with. And so I'm always grateful when we can get really specific about tips and strategies that I know will help you on test day. So share the podcast with a friend, guys. If you know anyone studying for IELTS, this would be a great one to share with them.
Definitely, definitely. Oh, yeah. We're still doing the IELTS contest. Ooh, you guys can still win prizes. Share the show. Help us out. Become an ambassador. allearsenglish.com/IELTS contest. Do you see? There are so many links.
There are
okay?
so many.
I don't feel bad about forgetting some of them.
You shouldn't.
Anyway, iloveyou.com. Okay.
Wait, don't go to that. I don't know what it is.
I don't know what that is.
That's not our link.
Okay, we're going to end this now. All right, we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.